we are the ASM Behind the Scenes podcast. My name is Jin Yao.
I'm Ximena.
And I'm Sergio. We're three seniors at ASM.
In this podcast, we will explore the lives of upper school staff members and alumni with the hopes of bringing you fun stories about high school, college, and life in general.
We'll be releasing an episode every week on Fridays.
If you have any cool ideas for future episodes, feel free to email s23142@asmadrid.es. But before further ado, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Today we have here Mr. Khan, who is a math teacher here at ASM. Thank you so much for coming. So the first question for our interview is, what's your favorite high school memory?
Okay, well, that's a kind of tricky one because I don't have a traditional high school experience like most of you guys do because my father was in the embassy in Iran. Mm-hmm. And so I had part of my high school or, you know, in Iran, but then I went to boarding school because they didn't have, you know, high enough school over there. So I went to boarding school in Pakistan for a year. And then I decided I want to go to England for my O-levels and A-levels, mm-hmm. you know, but at those days, you know, England was the place to go for education. Mm-hmm. So my most favorite memory is the actual travel from Tehran to Iran, because my father had bought me a plane ticket to go from Tehran to England. And I decided that that was a stupid idea because I don't need to go there in a hurry. So mm-hmm. I cashed in my plane ticket. And in those days, you could cash in the ticket and get refunds, you know, mm-hmm. not like today's.
Yeah.
And so I took a bus, which took me from Tehran to Istanbul 4 days, and then 3 days from Istanbul to England. And in those 4 days of travel to Istanbul, I learned so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great experience if you can ever have it, you know. Mm-hmm. You're traveling, you're learning from people and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting how you said that the bus ride is something where you learned so much. What were kind of the things that you learned?
So one of the most important things I learned was about money, about mm-hmm. foreign exchange, and also how to make the most out of what you have. Mm-hmm. And in those days, you know, the foreign exchange was a tricky situation. You couldn't just buy foreign currency anywhere mm-hmm. in the bank. And if you did, you had to have a special paperwork and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So people were always buying currency, what they call in the black market. Mm-hmm. And the reason I knew about this is because every time by the bus stop, they would ask, say, hey, do you have any money to sell? Mm-hmm. So I asked the people on the bus, say, hey, what do these keep asking me for money for, you know? And he explained to me that if you have foreign currency, you can sell it at a higher rate than what the bank would give you. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I found out what the rate was. And the next time somebody asked me, I thought, oh, I might sell them the 20 pounds that I had for my train ticket mm-hmm. and buy the train ticket in liras and yeah. pocket the extra money, uh-huh. which is what happened. And, you know, the standard rate, I think, was around 38, 39 liras per pound. And I ended up selling 20 pounds for 69,
wow.
which gave me a lot of spare money. Mm-hmm. So I stayed in my first 5-star hotel in Istanbul and learned a lot of new other things. So that was a great experience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. And also, when you moved to Britain, what was different from Iran and Britain, basically, in high school?
The high school kind
of again, you know, it was a very different experience because, unlike everybody else, I didn't have, like, a regular school because mm-hmm. I had to work, you know, because I had limited money. So I found out that if you worked overnight, you got double pay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I found a job in a factory, you know, just looking after a machine, mm-hmm. kind of a mundane job, from 10 at night to 2 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. which means 4 hours, I got paid for 8 hours, like mm-hmm. a full-time job for half the work. And I could continue to go to school during the day. And so that was a great experience. And I found out also that, you know, I had lots of time on my hands because, you know, when you're just watching a machine mm-hmm. work, you only have to get involved when something goes wrong. So I had a lot of time in my head, which is where I learned how to do my math homework in my head. Because, you know, I couldn't use my hands, but I could use my hand, and I had a piece of paper. I could look at the problem and do the thing in my head. So mm-hmm. I tell a lot of my students here, best way to learn math is do it in your head. Yep. Don't write on a paper, mm-hmm. no calculators, no nothing, and you get pretty good at it.
Yeah, just tell them, imagine that you're in a factory having to learn your math in your head, and they'll get in the mindset of having to learn it in their head. So after that, how did you kind of, you went to college and you...
Yeah, well, I finished my O-levels and A-levels a few months earlier than normal. So I took a gap year because I was doing some research with my math teacher who got involved with computers and got me involved with computers. I learned how to program computers in those days. This is in the 60s, you know, mm-hmm. Computers were really, really new. It was like a second generation machine the University of Leicester had lended us because they were upgrading it to something better. Mm-hmm. And so I was learning math, and then I was helping my math teacher, Jim, with his research in math. So he helped me get a part-time job teaching mm-hmm. in the same place mm-hmm. while I was helping him and learning computers. That was also a great experience. I mean, that computer knowledge that I got
yeah.
is ultimately what led me to my own company in on Wall Street. Oh. I had an IT company on Wall Street. So it was all because of that thing, you know. And I often tell a lot of the students, great lesson I learned in life is anything ever learned is never wasted. You get an opportunity to learn something, just learn it, but learn it well, you know? Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, like if you're going to learn it, you might as well take the time and
put effort
into it.
Yeah.
And right after college, you said you had your own IT company.
Yeah.
Is that the first thing you did?
No. That was a long time ago. After college, I had actually decided to go back to Pakistan, you know, because mm-hmm. I hadn't been home for a while. So we took a road trip, a friend of mine and I decided to drive across from London to Karachi.
Mm. Wow.
And a car broke down in Turkey, so we somehow managed to get it fixed and make it to Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because my father was in the embassy,
yeah.
we had some friends who were still there and who put us up, and we found out that, hey, this is a great opportunity. Tehran at that time was a growing place,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and people were looking to buy foreign cars, so yeah. I sold my car over there. And then we found
another foreign exchange.
And I found out that, hey, they were looking for teachers over there. And I said, excuse me, I just come out of college. What am I going to do? So mm-hmm. I had some teaching experience. So I got my job at a community school in Tehran where I taught, which is very similar to the school over here, and got a lot of my experience over there, which is also where I met my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And... until, you know, we were there until the revolution.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that was a great experience. And now, talking about anything I ever learned is never lost.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great story that I tell a lot of my students. Uh-huh. Sometimes you learn things that you really don't want to learn, but they can be very helpful and save your life.
Very valuable. Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things. When I was in college, you know, you have to take one of these... PE kind of classes or some kind of activity. So I thought, okay, in those days, Bruce Lee was big. So I thought, okay, I'm going to learn how to do karate. So I went to this judo class, not knowing the difference between the two. And when I got to this judo class, this guy was explaining and saying, hey, you know, this class is about judo, which is about defense. And the way you have to defend yourself is to roll your body into a ball and roll with the fall, you know?
Okay.
And that's what this is all about. Roll your body into a fall and roll with the fall. So at the end of the class, I said, yeah, this is a stupid class. I don't want to go to this class anymore. I wanted to go learn chop chop, you know?
Yeah.
So instead, I decided not to go to this class. Now, many years later, when I was in Iran, my friend and I, Keith, we took a bus trip across Yugoslavia. We were backpacking, you know.
Uh-huh.
And on one of those trips, our bus was going down this road and hit another car coming on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus fell off the ravine down the ravine, you know, with all the trees and all that.
Yeah, you know.
And I thought, oh, I'm going to die, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as the bus was growing down this ravine, I remembered this guy telling, roll your body into a fall, roll with the fall. And I put my legs between my head and put my head behind my thing, and I rolled with the thing, and the bus landed on the ground. And it was actually a pretty serious accident. In that whole accident, I think 4 people died.
Oh, wow.
And a whole bunch of people got hurt and all that. You know, there were 39 people on the bus and 2 people in the car. And out of that, when we went to the hospital, they took the people in the order in which you were hurt.
Uh-huh.
Guess who was the last one?
You.
There was nothing wrong. This nurse said to me, "Why are you here?" And I said, "Well, I'm here. I was in the bus accident." Mm-hmm. She said, "No, you weren't." I said, "Yeah, look." And she said, "Okay, so what's wrong with you?" And I look, and right on my finger here, there was a little speck of blood. So put a Band-Aid on it just to be, you know, legal.
Wow.
So, and I'm convinced that if it wasn't for that one lesson of judo, I probably would be not here.
Yeah.
So anything I ever learned is never lost. That's the lesson.
Yeah, that's a really
cool
story.
Crazy. A little bit going back in, I mean, we're going back a little bit in time. When you mentioned how you took a gap year, and I wondered, since there's people now in senior year who maybe are contemplating taking a gap year, I wondered if maybe, was that gap year valuable? Did you learn a lot of things? Was it helpful for you to...
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, what I learned in that gap year was teaching. I was doing that. And then I was also... learning the computers.
Yeah.
The teaching got me my starting job
in
Tehran,
which
turned out to be one of my two careers. And I found out that not only that it was good, that I really loved doing it. You know, I love helping people, and it's a great way to help people. So that was one thing. The IT part of it that I learned, it helped me when I went to America. You know, after the revolution in Iran, I decided, I was teaching a chote there after, you know, going back from the revolution. And I found out that, hey, I'm in America. This is a land of opportunity. You got to make money over here. So I decided I wanted to go and teach later, but let me go and make some money. So I decided to go to get an MBA. And once I got my MBA, I found that the combination of IT that I had learned with the business was a great combination, which is what got me started. And then I started my own IT company.
Wow. That's
all great. Because of that gap year.
Yeah.
So I guess that gap year was
pretty
important.
Gap year was very valuable.
It depends why you're taking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're taking it because you're bored and you don't want anything to do, that's not good. But if you have an objective and you're learning, then it can be very useful. Mm-hmm. Because then you can go to college and know what it is that you want to do, you know about
what you
experience
get out of
and
it.
All that. Hmm. So when I went to college, I did a major in math and minor in computer science, you know?
Yeah.
So what helped.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you said that the two can combine, and
you
can combine the business with IT, and it's very interesting how you can find anything that you're passionate about and connect it to, find ways to connect it and get something out of it, like you said. I wondered... like you mentioned the revolution in Iran, and I wondered how kind of that impacted you, or some stories that you have. Because in English we actually read Persepolis, and we read it and we see a comic book, but it's interesting to see kind of firsthand experience of how it was.
So again,
even if you weren't living there.
Oh yeah, I was there throughout the revolution. You know, it started from the September of 1978. The revolution started, you know, that's where actually I met my ex-wife, you know, and in August of 78. And revolution started about September of 78. And so it was really fast. But for me, it was a great learning experience because I watched a revolution happen in person and was aware of what was happening and so on and so forth. And so I have my own perspective on in terms of from a political point of view, but from a personal point of view, you know, it is good to see how everything happens, you know. And once the revolution kind of ended after the Shah left Iran on January 16th, that was the first day there was no curfew. So my wife and I, we decided to get married that day. So we got married in Tehran on January 16th, the day that Shah left Tehran. You know, that was the first day everybody was out in the street
crazy.
They were celebrating. And we were going in these cars and people were thinking, oh my God, these guys must be really patriot. They're getting, you know, and they were putting flowers and throwing flowers in our cars and all things, which was a great experience, you know. Yeah. So we got married, and then on February 4th was the last U.S. Air Force flight that left Tehran, and we were on that flight. Now, the funny story about that is there is a connection with Madrid. One of the parents here was talking to me, and they said, oh, you were on the flight? And I said, yes, I was. And they said, you know, my husband's father was a pilot who flew those flights out of there.
God.
And I thought, oh,
wow.
That's really
that's
connection.
That's so crazy.
And my best friend Keith, who was with me in that accident that I was told you about, bus accident, he plays pickleball. Uh-huh. And he was in some place playing pickleball. And he always loves to tell stories like we do about Tehran. And one of the guys said to me, you know what? I'm the guy who changed the flat on that plane.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Because that last flight, we had a flat on the plane. We got under the plane, and we had to leave before sundown because there were no lights. And they said, oops, sorry. You have to get off again because we have to change the flat tire. So
wow.
We waited on the tarmac while they were changing the tires and all that, and the sun is going down, and we say, oh my God, can we do it? And now, come on, guys, hurry up. And so finally they made it, and we just took off, and it turned out to be the last flight out of there, because on the way back, Khomeini came in. And
small world.
It's a small world, and it's a great experience, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward a bit, you mentioned you had your own IT company. How did that work out?
How did I end up having it? The reason it ended up was because after I came out of my MBA college, I was working for some consulting companies, you know. And as I was working for those consulting companies, it turns out that, you know, that I realized what it was all about, how people were learning, applying them to knowledge and so on and so forth. And one of the consulting companies that I was working with had a client who they were trying to build some software for them,
mm-hmm.
wasn't working out very good. And the problem was that the issue had nothing to do with IT or
mm-hmm.
programming. It had to do with math and accounting, you
mm-hmm.
know, which these people who were on the job didn't know. So when I got in there, I realized what the problem was, and I told the boss, I said, look, hey, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fixed in a few weeks.
Yes.
And so I fixed that problem for them, and
mm-hmm.
those client, they hired me,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, with the consent of the consulting company
yeah.
who made money by charging the fees, and that's how I got started my job.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started this, these people were financial people, nothing to do with IT.
Mm-hmm.
So I built the IT department. And when that company got sold, the boss, Paul McCarthy, who became a very good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
decided
wow.
to let me have the rights to the software that I had built.
Oh,
so
wow.
I built this software for distributing real-time financial information, which is what had set up my company, which
wow.
was I ran that company for 20 years. And
wow.
so, you know,
so
never had a losing quarter, made money every quarter. And I just retired in 2000, and that was it.
Thank you so much.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.